What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. You're listening to another quick tip episode here in the Art of Online Business podcast. This is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and in the process, increase your revenue, right? Impact and revenue. That's what we're talking about here today. So, well, we're always talking about that here on the podcast, right? Impact and revenue. How do we grow our audience? How do we have a bigger impact? How do we help more people? And in the process, increase our revenue? Because all those things, my friends, grows our business and improves our life, right? I don't know why I got super deep right there, but anyway, I'm recording this episode. I'm late with this episode. I'm recording this right now on Tuesday. The 19th. And this episode, you're listening to it right now on Friday the 22nd. And I only bring that up is because tomorrow, my wife and my daughter and I, Maya, we are flying back east. We're flying back to New Hampshire into Boston, renting a car, driving up to New Hampshire for 4 days because my older sister has never met my daughter. And Maya is now 11, just over 11 months old. And my mom and my younger sister have only met her once. And so we're like, we're going to go for it. We have no idea what we're in store for. So it's going to be adventure. That's tomorrow. We fly through Chicago. So we're not flying direct, unfortunately. And we've been given all kinds of recommendations and ideas and tips and stuff like that. So it's going to be an adventure. I'll update you when we get back. I'll let you know how it goes. But actually, I really can't wait to have my family see her and hang out with her again and stuff like that. So anyway, today we are talking about vital signs. What are the vital signs of your business? What are the vital stats that you really need to be tracking in your business? Do you track stats around your business? I'm not talking like, you know, like your ad stats or anything like that. I'm talking about stats that evaluate and measure the actual health of your business. How healthy is your business? How much revenue do you have coming in versus, you know, expenses going out? That's what we're talking about here. And this is something that I've had a hard time really honing in on over the years. I have a good system now, but it took a while to get there. I didn't start out with this by any means. And so when someone would say, well, how healthy is your business? I'd be like, I think it's pretty good, right? But yet I was afraid to look at the numbers for fear of how poorly the business was doing, especially around expenses. Because, you know, and I've talked about here in the podcast before where, you know, for the first 4 years of the business, I was like running as fast as I could to grow the business. Not literally running, but just growing the business as fast as I could. And at the expense of the back end, and just things were patchworked together, and I was using tools and software and systems that I really didn't need. And, you know, it wasn't until, frankly, the second half of 2018 and, you know, frankly, much of this year, 2019, that we got that under control. And so our profit margin is the highest this year that it has been ever, actually, in the business, which is awesome. Maybe since like year one, because I didn't have a lot of expenses then. But, you know, the point here is that this is a process, right? And so if you're not already tracking vital stats to know the actual health of your business, you know, that's my goal here for you with this episode. Okay. And so I want you tracking, I want you looking at whatever is vital for you to know. Right. So, for example, we know that to assess the viability of the human body, doctors evaluate vital signs, right? Heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature, oxygen level, and so on. So similarly, what are the vital signs for your business? What vital signs do you want to evaluate to measure the quote unquote health of your business? You know, that could be things like revenue. That could be things like profit. It could be things like the number of new clients that you have, or, you know, client retention rate, that sort of thing. Each major vital sign, if you will, like revenue, like profit, like new clients, what have you, may also have other metrics that you watch in conjunction with those numbers. But it's the roll up to these KPIs, these key performance indicators, that you want to review regularly. You want to be knowing exactly what your revenue is on a monthly basis, you know, and I'm laughing there a little bit because, look, like, this is your business. This is not a hobby, hopefully. So you have to know how much revenue you have, what you're generating. You have to know what your expenses are, thus what your profit margin is, right? Just like, that's just the high level, like basics there. I went through a long time where I was afraid to look at those numbers because my expenses were out of control. And I didn't feel like the revenue that I had in the business correlated correctly in my mind to the amount of expenses I had, and worked long and hard on getting that under control. And finally we have. But, you know, for me, we track things like monthly revenue. We track our profit margin, both the gross and net profit margin. We track downloads of this podcast, monthly downloads. We track how many leads that we're getting, our cost per lead, cost to acquire a customer, and so on. You know, now what I try not to do though is get too carried away with the number of vital metrics that we're tracking. You know, I would probably say 3 to 5, maybe. And again, these are going to be different for everyone, right? Now, we also track metrics and watch metrics as they relate to the high level KPIs, the high level key performance indicators, like monthly payments that actually go through, monthly expenses that we have, etc. Okay. And like I mentioned, what I want you to get out of this quick tip episode is, are you tracking the vital stats of your business so that you can evaluate the actual health of your business? And there are certain things that we all need to be tracking: revenue, expenses, etc. But for your business, what do you think is vital for your business? Because you might have a membership site, for example, or a membership program. And so you definitely want to know what your client retention rate is. What is your churn rate? That sort of thing. How many people are you bringing in? New clients, new students are you bringing on a monthly basis? If you're a coach, you have a coaching program. How many new clients are you getting every month? How many do you need to interview or have a sales call with, I should say, in order to close? So that's like, you know, it's a numbers game. If you want 5 new clients every single month and you're doing sales calls to get those 5 clients, well, what's your close rate on the sales calls? And you just work backwards from there. So again, these numbers are going to be different for every one of you. But the key thing here is, are you tracking the vital stats, the vital signs for your business to ensure that you have a healthy business? And again, if you're not doing this, that's okay. But I want to encourage you to start. You know, we started a scorecard in our business a few years ago. And frankly, we've gone through iterations of it, and we've gone through periods where we don't use it and we use it, and I want to be better with it. But we have to be tracking. You have to be tracking the vital metrics in your business that determine the quote-unquote health of your business. And the mindset around the fear of looking at the numbers. So I talked to a lot of my Accelerator Mastermind students, for example, around this very topic. And I hear from a lot of them that they're afraid to look at the numbers. They don't want to look at the numbers because they're afraid of what they actually tell you. And remember, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I did a quick tip episode on this exact topic, that you are not your numbers. The numbers are just data. It's the meaning that we give to the numbers that is really important. Because if a metric that we're tracking, like our monthly revenue, for example, isn't what we had hoped, that doesn't mean you're a failure. That just means it's a data point. And you look at that data point and say, okay, this is what I need to do to change course for next month or next quarter or what have you. And to get a little woo-woo from an energetic standpoint, if we are fearful of looking at our numbers, if we're not looking at our numbers, what are we saying on an energetic level? Is this like, look, I can't even handle what I have right now, and so don't send me more money. Don't let me generate more revenue because I can't handle what I'm already doing right now. And so that's why I really want to encourage you to be looking at your stats, at your vital signs of your business every single month. Put it on your calendar, schedule it in whenever is good for you. You know, whether it's the beginning of the month, the end of the month, the middle of the month, whatever it is, make sure that you are tracking and looking at, and you have a pulse on the overall health of your business. Okay. As I just mentioned, my Accelerator Mastermind, if you're an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're a coach, consultant, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your online business, but now you're spinning your wheels to get to the next level. And that next level could be to break through six figures. Maybe it's multiple six figures. Maybe it's seven figures. Well, what you need is a cohesive growth strategy along with coaching, support, community, and accountability. I'm now taking applications for my next 6 month Accelerator Mastermind group, which runs from January 2020, coming up very soon, to June 2020. Okay. So again, if you're an online expert and you're ready for coaching, community, support, and accountability in taking your online expert business to the next level, then my 6 month Accelerator Mastermind may be for you. Okay, so to apply, this is application only. By the way, this is not just a Facebook ads mastermind. That is just one piece of the discussion that happens in the mastermind. This is about a cohesive growth strategy, coaching, and community to help you take your business to the next level. So if you'd like to apply, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. Next group kicks off in January. Okay. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up. It's 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.